We're joined by Ben Chapman, assistant manager and player this evening against Norwich Victoria. How have you found this evening's performance? A perfect way to end pre-season.
Yeah, very pleasing to be fair. You could see from the previous teams we fielded that we had a few missing, hence why I was in goal. But the lads who came in, the young lads who came in, like the under-17s, they just took to it really well. Looked good out of possession, looked good in possession. And I think, yeah, overall, a good pre-season, but, you know, that counts for nothing.
No, it doesn't. It all starts next week when you play host to... when you visit Hereford Pegasus. Just touching on the young lads who come in, you had four or five in on the pitch at the end. You kept them all. The ones who started, you kept on and then brought two more on. One of them, Charlie Gercott, got on the score sheet. It must be pleasing that they're already bedding into the first team where needed and getting on the score sheet.
Yeah, Charlie and Theo Smith as well came on. But every single one of them did really well. And it's a credit to the lads who, the experienced lads who are in the team, who are getting them through the games as well and passing on that knowledge. And we've got a really good mix of lads who are around the 20 year old. We're all Mark who have been in non-league. We've got the lads who have been pros, and we've got the lads who have been in non-league for a long time. And now we've got 17-year-olds coming into the mix who are just starting the journey. So, yeah, really, really pleased with everything really tonight.
It was a 4-1 in the end, but it could have been a lot more. You had a chance after 18 seconds, ruled out for offside there. Keepers pulled off several fine saves in the second half to keep the scoreline down, so you must have been pleased with how your lads played, and particularly on the attack.
Yeah, and I don't think that should have been offside.
No, I don't think it was.
I think he's given offside and Jan's cut it back to Luke. So that shouldn't have been offside, but yeah, you know, the keeper's done very well tonight. It's pleasing because we've been like that most weeks. We've created a lot. We're going to be solid with our defence, you know, going through the season, not tonight, because we kind of like put together a back four there and me. I think going forward into the season, touch wood, we should be solid, and you know, we've got that creative freedom up there with Dodsy and Twiggy and the wingers who are going to get involved. So yeah, we're okay. We should be okay.
It's my first time seeing Genie at Poen. What a player he looks to be. He was rapid and he got their defence every opportunity possible. I guess that's the sort of player you need in the side who can run at defenders and scare them.
Yeah, he's an handful. But you look at the lads who we've got who can play out wide. You've got Charlie, who's had a really good pre-season, scored a couple of goals. You got Johnny, who's done really well. As you say, he gets at people, he gets to the ball line, he cuts it back, he comes inside. He's a real handful. Luke, who we've just signed, can come straight into the team and play on the left, play on the right. He's got a goal to his name over pre-season. And then Jonesy, who we know what Jonesy can do. He's been doing it here for the last two, three seasons. So we've got four wingers there who are going to be, you know, knocking on the door, and that's an headache for me and the gaffer. So yeah, strength and depth this season, which we didn't have towards the end of last year, you know, when we had 12, 13 lads. We've added some good lads. We've already got good lads, and we showed that towards the end of last season. And hopefully, you know, we'll have a really good go this year.
You lost Luke Walsh halfway through that second half to an innocuous injury. It looks like it's his elbow he's done. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, it looks like he's dislocated his elbow, so he's gone A&E now. So we wish him all the best, because he's a great lad. He's come in, his attitude's been class, his work rate's been class, and you know, glimpses in that first half, you know, he comes inside and he gets past the man, and he's an handful. So he's going to be a massive loss for us, and we just, hopefully it's not too long.
The pre-season's over in 8 days' time. It all starts for real. It's the FA Cup and the trip to Hereford Pegasus. How much would you like to be this time next Saturday, be sat at home, well, probably on the coach journey back from Hereford into the first preliminary round of the Emirates FA Cup once again?
Yeah, it's massive for every non-league club into the FA Cup. It really helps financially. But we're just going to go into it. We're not bothered about where they are. You know, they might be a league below, but we're going to go into it, and we're going to go into it throughout the season, going into every game, making sure that we apply ourselves well, we put a professional performance in, and hopefully that'll see us through.